Emily's trying to knock off this discussion. She's like, shut up, board.
She needs a bumper thing.
Oh, I'm going to bring my gavel in August. I keep forgetting to do this.
A gavel.
I'm
afraid I'm going to break it. Oh. It's so fresh.
I'm going to get out. Julie, I'll have one for you in August. I promise. I will have you one in August.
Hubert's on it. Okay, we are going to reconvene here and get going so we can get done.
Sounds good.
Okay. Has the tape been going all this time?
Well, I stopped it and then started it. I can edit.
Right. Oh, good. Take out my story.
All right. So.
Okay.
10:45 is public comment. So this is the opportunity for anyone who would like to say whatever they would like to say.
Madam Chairman?
Yes, Bob.
Bob Eaton here. I just wanted to comment on the morale or team building issue.
Yes.
You know, from my perspective, I think there are many reasons to think that morale is overall much better than it was. I think the low point was 2005 when we laid off staff and instituted cost-saving measures which went into effect reduced the level of contact, I do think that one thing that we have done since then is we paid close attention to professional development, you know, on an individual basis. You know, during the course of performance evaluation, people would have a chance to indicate priority areas that they would like more training in. Given a list of more than a dozen options, we'll focus on that and try to make it happen. You know, like for instance, in the North Platte District, one of the things that came out was, you know, people wanted to know more about diseases of the eye, you know, prognosis, diagnosis, treatment, and that sort of thing. And so we made that happen. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really helps us kind of focus on what people feel they need. But we support continued education as far as graduate school, undergraduate credentials. And a number of people have obtained their degrees with our support, you know. And I do think that people know that. We will work with them to help them grow as professionals. Frankly, I think that it has been an upward trend as far as improved morale. And also, I think bringing people together in joint projects like we do with employment conferences and the conference we had last year, you know, those are extremely motivating type of events. You know, not only is it great for consumers, but it's also energizes the rest of us, you know, when we have something successful like that. I just have to feel that the employment, that the ERA money has enabled us to do some things that we wanted to do in quite a while. And like Pearl said, most of the suggestions that came out of staff as far as using their money were implemented. Not all of them, of course, but quite a few. And so, and I think staff realize that they are listened to, you know, and we are, frankly, I think, at this point, I do believe that in the 23 years that I've been here, that probably we are stronger as a team than we've ever been. You know, that's my perspective.
Thank you. Other comments?
We're in public comment now for those that just came in.
So that's an opportunity for anybody to comment on anything that we've been discussing or anything new you'd like to bring up or whatever you'd like to contribute.
One idea I'd like to throw out to the commission, just to open up things to clients a little bit better. I think it's great that the minutes are taped and put up and that they're there. But as mentioned earlier, there are social networks that are out there. Currently, I know the center has got a Facebook page. If you want to know how staff is doing their job, whether it be Pearl or the supervisors, wherever it may be, and you don't always have a chance to get to all of your clients because we're scattered from one of the state to the other, why don't give us the opportunity to put a Facebook page up so that when we have questions or concerns, we've got some place to go where we may not feel like talking to our direct counselor on it, or giving us a chance to network one with another through that opportunity so you can see what we as clients are looking for or needing. And it can be that opportunity just for you guys as a tool to kind of look out and see what can be done better or improve upon and those type of things. Just as another idea to help out as we move forward.
I'm sorry, so, this is Bob Deaton. What's your name, by the way? I don't.
Chris Turner.
Okay.
Thank you.
Chris, just so I'm understanding, you're suggesting something like a Facebook page like the center has, except
for the commission itself.
For the entire commission or for each
the commission
region?
In general, yes. Okay. Yeah. There's not individual members, but for the entire commission as a body, that would just give us opportunities so that when we know meetings are at, you know, instead of just having to worry about sending out letters or contacting all the client members, you use a Facebook page and say, we're meeting in X, Y, and Z, whatever it may be, that's another tool to kind of help out to get the word out as well. And it may reach out to those that currently both are not clients yet, but could be needing services, and they're searching different avenues to find that are out there.
Okay, that's an interesting idea.
And the cost-saving move as well, moving forward, because of the amount of money that's spent, you know, to send out letters and do those type of things, it gets quite costly after a while. You know, email, I know, is a big help, but this is another tool to just keep using in the arsenal.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, this is Hubert. How would that differ from the information provided on the commission's website?
It wouldn't differ. It would just be a direct interaction. This would allow direct interaction where Facebook can allow you to comment and make whatever, you know, hey, I listened to the meeting this week. I didn't quite understand this. And it gives direct feedback to the commission directly that way, so it's open to everybody. That would be the only difference between the two. It would allow the direct interaction between client, staff, whoever it may be, wanting to comment on things.
I think that the difference is that would provide a method of direct public comment.
There you go.
Direct uncensored public comment that is, whereas the mechanisms that we have today would be to contact the commission through our website today. There's email addresses for each office to contact the executive director and so on directly to the commission board and so on. But that's not public comment. It's the public making comment, but it's not readable by the public where that would be.
Madam Chairman?
Yes,
Nancy. The only problem, I don't really see a problem with that, just off the cuff thinking right this moment, but you mentioned it would, you know, maybe save money at sending out letters and so forth to people, but, you know, there are a bunch of senior blind people that won't go near a computer.
Yeah.
And so they still wouldn't find out about it unless they are contacted through the mail directly, because they, you know, some people just, you know, that's taboo. They won't go near the internet or whatever. They won't do it. So, as it stands now, I think there probably will come a time when everybody will use the computer.
It'll be recorded, yeah.
I mean, but right now, some of the senior people just plain.
I agree with Nancy. I think he's saying in addition to.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. That would, you know, that's fine. But I thought you mentioned cost effective or whatever, and I thought.
No, Nancy. I'm sorry, but that's not exactly what I'm not getting away from the letters. This is just to keep opening every channel you've got to make available now that we have at our fingertips.
Yeah.
One that isn't going to cost any money at all, which is a free avenue to use and to access.
Yeah.
And I understand a lot of not only the elderly, but there's a number of the blind who do not want to be involved in some of that stuff. That's fine.
Yeah.
But it gives those who are out there, who could have vision issues, whatever it is, mm-hmm. who are already social networking when they're doing whatever, to open up sources where they needed help and they didn't know where to go. So Right. Every avenue or possibility is what I think the commission should be looking at exploring, and that's more what I was looking at.
Yeah, and I have to agree that, you know, the more, because it's real interesting to me that even though we think we are out there as much as possible, you still run into some person that's newly blind that says, oh, really? There's that kind of service? I can get some help? Yeah. It's just amazing to me that there are people out there that don't know about us.
Sure. Yeah. I'm sure that Jim gets this as well. I know that the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska gets contacted several times a year from individuals wondering how to locate the services for the for the blind in Nebraska. And as easy as we may think it is to find us, you know, a single phone call, a website search, whatever, there's some people that don't find it, and so the ACB and the NFB are pointing them to the right places. And
that's
so
true.
Any other way to help people find us, I guess, is a good thing.
I even got one of those phone calls the other day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's a good suggestion.
Yeah, if somebody wants to do it, more power to
them. I don't even know what Facebook is, but I guess I'll
take it under advisement and see if there's.
See if there's.
Figure out who might do that and see about doing that.
I'm writing myself a note.
All right.
That'll be on the agenda in August. I'm only kidding.
Well, it might be. I mean, there are a lot of companies that use Facebook and
news media
and Twitter and whatever.
LinkedIn.
So we'll definitely think about it and see, you know, if Facebook or something along those lines could work.
MySpace.
And the commission would need something to volunteer to help with that. I would volunteer, so that's not my avenue of expertise. So to help out to facilitate that.
Awesome.
Okay.
So I'm making.
Will you send me your contact information?
I will.
Thank you.
Jamie doesn't have it. I'll get it to you.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. Other comments? Okay. Hearing no more comments, we'll move on to our next item, which is my report. And I need to get down here to my notes. Hold on just one second. I'm sorry, I got lost here.
You're right here, Julie.
I'm right wherever you go, there you are. Yeah.
While she looks, Mike, did you have a cab fare or anything to get over to the office?
I don't have a receipt for it.
Okay.
I think it was $16, but I don't have a receipt for it. I guess it'll be my contribution to the budget saving process.
Okay, thank you.
I found my notes. Now I have to figure out what I meant by my notes. my first item that I think is my first item is communication from commissioners to staff. There was a statement policy put out by the commission board a few years ago that states that any correspondence from the board to the staff needs to be decided on by the board and approved by the commissioner. Mike knows where I'm headed.
Yes.
Okay. And there was an email sent out by Mike to the staff, and it was really very positive.
Oh, I agree.
There's nothing in there that's
problematic.
No, not at all. But just so that we are all on the same page, I just thought we would review that policy and make sure that we are all. So as it stands, any correspondence would come to me and then I approve it, or do we need to approve it as the whole board?
Pearl, what was the reason behind that statement? Do you remember?
I remember.
And it may not be what I told you.
Yeah, the, I don't know that we want to go there.
No, let's go.
But the thing is, this board is a public entity, and it's very important that that the board makes decisions and issues edicts as a unit. And therefore, whether something sent is appropriate or not, it's important that it be an official thing that the group has acted upon, and in public meeting, of course, that's part of the issue, is that this is a public board and ruled by law. So that's basically the reason it needs to be consistent with public meeting law.
And I do know that rule existed, Julie. I'll just say that it was an oversight, and I guess I apologize to the board.
Okay. Well, and for that matter, when I read the email, it just sounded like such a nice thank you all, staff members, for participating in this survey, that I didn't think of it in that way either. But I thought Jim, or whoever raised the question,
let's put it out
had very, very good point.
It was me that raised the issue. Let's put it out on the table.
Yeah, so I thought that was a well-taken point. And
I have no problem with Mike Senate. I think what bothered me was the signature NCBVI Board of Commissioners. Had that been left out, I would have been fine with it.
See, I don't agree with that piece, because he wouldn't have been thanking them except in his role as... But the point
I wasn't signing it as the whole board. Right. I signed it as a board member.
Yes, and it was specifically from you. Yes. However, I do think it's true that sort of thing, I mean, that the board, a specific board member should not, based on this policy and public meeting law, send anything out as a, a general statement or whatever. That it should be a board communication.
Now, Julie, let's put this on the table because it's going to come up. You had asked me to respond to the anniversary emails that Pearl sends out.
Yes.
So I've done that at the direction of Julie. So just to get that on the table.
Oh, sure. That's and you're not. That's not something you're sending to all staff.
Right.
You're sending to individuals.
And actually, for that matter, if I send an email to all of you about so and so is the new employee of the year, it's very appropriate for you folks to respond with congratulations, so and so, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not that you folks are sequestered and can't talk to the staff.
Right. And I do appreciate that, Jim, very much. I have a lot of things going on, and it's not that I don't appreciate all those wonderful things that all the staff does, but I appreciate that Jim has the time to put that into words. Because a lot of days I just don't.
Some staff it's easy. With Bob Deaton it was easy. With Jamie it was easy. With Nancy Fleurl it's going to be easy. There are staff that's easier than others.
Right.
Because I interact with them more than I,
You just know them more. Yeah.
Right.
And that's the same way with everybody, I think.
I'm glad this came up, though, because I would have never thought of it.
I didn't think of it.
I don't know if I've ever done it, I just never thought of that.
Well, and I think it's
okay.
I knew
about it too, but I didn't.
And Pearl, correct me if I'm wrong on this one, but it's okay to even speak on behalf of just yourself. Make it clear that this is, my statement.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's actually kind of what I thought Mike was doing, but given the way the policy reads, it really
anything that goes to all staff should be approved.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We'll try to be better. I mean, I told Kathy, yes, go ahead and send that. So it really is my fault that it went.
Well,
but anyway, the point is we'll try to be better at
it happened at a couple different levels because I should have known better too.
Yeah. Now, it could have been appropriate for you to send that to the board recommending that the statement go out from the board thanking everybody and so on.
But since this has all come up, what the letter in the gist of the letter was thanking the commission staff who did participate in the survey this year, encouraging those who did not to participate in the survey next year, and because there were just a few, because the survey results were so positive, with just one or two respondents making less than par indications on the survey on performance and work experience or work situations and so on, that encouraging them to take, you know, and being an anonymous survey, it's hard to understand what those are.
Well, certainly.
That they take that to their supervisor, and if they don't feel that they are getting an adequate response from their supervisor, to please to continue to take it on up until they get an adequate response to their concerns. Mm-hmm. So, is what the gist of the letter was.
You know, my question, I guess, is, you know, if I wanted to send something out to the staff and I submit it to Julie, does it need to be approved by everybody on the board or just
the
chairman?
That's what the policy says.
Everybody on the board.
That's what the policy says.
Well, okay, I just wanted the clarification so that, you know.
Nancy, I will send you the link where that policy is because I zipped it to Julie and Pearl as well. Of course, you know where it was.
Well, yeah, I was familiar with the policy. It just totally went off the top of my head when that happened. Yeah. But, you know, just came to my thinking, well, you know, do we need to take an email type vote to approve whatever it is happens to be?
Yes.
And if the whole board needs to approve it, I would imagine, unless it's something that can wait until the next board meeting, I suppose.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's just the clarification I needed.
Yeah.
Okay. We're all good on that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
My next item is just some things that I've been doing, as just general blindness-related stuff, I guess. I talked to our local VIPS group about the Standing Tall and Taking Charge, was that the name of it? The Older Blind Conference. And I'm thinking all but about two individuals went. It was an incredible turnout. They were very excited. So I will be seeing them again in a few weeks. So we'll, you know, hopefully.
I was told to tell you I'm somebody from your group, but I forgot who it was.
Ardeen, probably.
That's probably who it was.
He's the leader. So that was very positive. I also spoke at both of our local Lions Club clubs meetings. They're actually the same organization, but they have two different times that they meet. So I went and talked to both of them, and I actually ended up joining the Lions Club. So I'm hoping that will be an opportunity to work with individuals that have a real commitment to service, you know, in the blind and visually impaired realm of things, to, you know, maybe collaborate a little more to get a little influence so that we, you know, can work better together in, you know, more positive.
It's new.
Yeah, so I'm hopeful. It's exciting. They have a lot of interesting programs and things. Let me see. Okay, my next item on my thing here. Oh, did anybody? No, never mind. I have that later. Is anyone interested in attending conventions, workshops, or refundable expenditures on the board for the upcoming 3 months?
No.
Mm-hmm. No?
No.
Oh.
This would be like the ACB and NFB conventions or NCASB or
that's
any of those. Anything. Nobody's interested.
Julie, on that note, I guess since it was a vote that was taken at the last meeting that I was going to attend the ACB state convention funded by the commission, that due to a family issue, I was not able to attend, but intend to try to do that next year.
Okay.
It'll be Arbor Day weekend next year.
Okay.
I was going to shoot for the 22nd, 3rd, and 4th of April, but I found out the 24th of April is Easter, so that's out. Mm-hmm. Where, I don't know yet. But.
Okay, so I'm going to request funding to attend the NFB National Convention at the rate of whatever the staff receives this year. Is that budgetarily possible?
We can certainly look at it. Bob, help me remember, are we allowing $700 for reimbursement up to $700 for staff members attending? So yes, I think that would be a very reasonable expenditure. If you are satisfied with the $700 level, and of course you'd still have to have all your receipts and everything else, as usual.
And you know about the bus too.
Yes.
It would be up to $700. So that is doable.
And then I guess, just because, I don't know, it's kind of far in advance, but just for balance, and so people can kind of know where I'm at and what I'm thinking, I would also like to request next summer to attend the ACB National Convention.
Reno.
Yes.
Reno, Sin City.
I think it's important.
It is nice.
You know, to get the big picture. Yeah. So
do we?
That sounds good.
Do we want to vote on that next year? Vote on for Reno.
Well, we can vote on it later. I'm just stating that's my intent.
Okay.
So we.
That's fine.
I think that's very admirable of our chair that they would come to. You know, I attend both.
And I did attend the ACB state convention, and I'll talk about that.
I've forgotten, do we need a motion and a vote for your request?
yes, let's do that.
Then I'll move the question we call.
I don't think there was a motion yet.
There wasn't? Well,
no.
I make a motion, or I move that we approve the funding and for Julie to attend the NFB National Convention this summer to be reimbursed as the staff. Agent Commission staff would be.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you. And we'll vote. Mike?
Yay.
Nancy?
Yes.
Jim?
Yep.
Daryl?
Yep.
And I'll abstain. Okay, so it looks like I'll be funded.
You're in Dallas.
Yes.
It's hot in Texas.
Not as hot as
it's
it
Phoenix.
Is in Phoenix.
It's dry.
Yes, and that, Jim, honestly, that was really the...
Well, that's fine.
...the deciding
that's
factor.
That's fine. You'll have more fun in Reno anyway.
I don't know, is Reno... That's still a desert. But anyway, I'll cope.
You'll be inside. What do you care?
Yeah. I guess I can talk about the ACB state convention that I went to in April 20-something, 23rd, 24th, but yeah, that's right. And it was in Vermont, and I did send out my report overview document of that event that's required from our previous discussions on the funding and all that. And did you guys get that? I sent that out right before
I
left.
Yes, I haven't read it, but it's there.
Okay. That is essentially just, you know, what happened at ACB and what I attended and, you know, kind of just an overview. And we should probably, I need to forward that to you, Jamie, so that we can include it in the minutes.
Okay.
Because that needs to be in there. It was a really good time. Friday night, we went on the dinner train, and it was really great to get to talk to a lot of the ACB members. There were, you know, a few people that I have known from, you know, years ago. I haven't seen forever, so it was really good to see how people are doing and that they're finding where they feel comfortable, where they want to be involved, and they're doing that. I think it's so important for people to, blind people to be involved with other blind people. You know, wherever they feel like they fit, whatever they feel is important and they need to do, you know, that's fine. But that they're getting back and they're being involved. I was so excited to see that. Everybody was very positive. They were very welcoming to me. I was honestly a bit nervous because I haven't been to an ACB state. Well, I haven't been to any ACB convention for 10 years, and it's a lot of people that I don't know. You know, I'm you know, stranger. But I was very welcomed, and I felt very much a part. So that was very good. There were a lot of really great presentations. The one on skydiving was really great. I enjoyed that a lot. Kim Charlton?
Charlson.
Yeah. She was really, really a neat lady. She was the keynote speaker, and she talked about a lot of the ACB bigger initiatives, like the nationwide ones. And again, she was very positive, so...
She liked the fudge, too.
Yes, I made two batches of fudge for their auction, and they were a hit, so that was awesome. Okay. And thank you for having me and inviting me and letting me talk. It was good.
Julie, I told you when I first invited you, when you sent the email, you asked what kind of group we were, and I told you we were going to be welcoming, and I meant that. And I'm glad to see that we didn't disappoint you.
Well... And I don't want it to come across like I thought, you know, they're going to hate me. But that's my personality. I'm very introverted. And sometimes it's tough for me to be in a group of people that I don't know. Any group.
It's for the same way with anybody.
So it was a good experience. So.
Yeah, but I still say your table cheated on the dinner train as far as getting the keys right.
Cheat. We're just kidding. Genius.
I just remind the group we're in public meeting.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Good point.
I think everything else I need to cover I will do in other segments. So our next section is the report from the executive director. So I will let Pearl.
I have a question first. On my agenda that says the next thing is reports from other commissioners on event attendance.
You're right.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
I skipped down. Mm-hmm. Not too far. Yes. So, Mike, you said that you didn't make it to the ACB. I already talked about what my ACB convention experience. Daryl, you didn't go to the...
No, and I really apologize for that because everything had been nicely set up by Kathy, and we just had some things going on, work that just didn't lend itself at that point for me to get away. I guess I do have... I can still use the airline tickets or some of the commission, maybe, well, I guess another commission person can't use it.
No, it has to be you, and it has to be used again, used within a year, calendar year.
So if I went to another, like a NCASB, mm-hmm. something in San Diego, or...
I think San Diego is the fall meeting.
In something like that would suffice. Because it's kind of my intention to do that. I mean, because I really do want to attend those. It's very much of a learning experience. It's just one of those things that was, well, it's just frustrating. Probably should have said no in the first place, but now it's behind us.
Right.
Julie, I don't know if you wanted me to. I guess I did not submit a letter like you did because it wasn't something I was reimbursed for. but I did attend the entire state staff meeting.
Right, and that's my very next thing. So and Nancy both attended all or part of the state staff meeting. So if you guys want to talk about that, that would be great. And Mike, the report thing only has to be submitted for one of the consumer group conventions where we all vote and send that person
right,
to it.
Right.
Like the state staff meeting or even anything like that.
Well, like
training wise.
Right. If Daryl was going to the to San Diego here in the fall, it's not a consumer organization, it's not the ACB or the NFB, but still it's something that we're funding him to go
right,
and do.
Exactly. Right. In the past he just would come back and tell us about
right.
it, but that written report hasn't sure. been a part of it.
Okay.
That's kind of the new thing.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first since mine will be a lot shorter? I was only there Tuesday afternoon, but it was jam-packed full of information. I went and learned about the e-force a little bit more, and it didn't sound like that was going to be a lot easier to use. I believe Dottie said that it should be implemented by the end of May or the 1st of June. No, the 1st of, let's see, I've forgotten when the staff meeting was, 1st of May or maybe into June. I'm not sure when that took place or whatever. And the second thing that I commented on is we had the opportunity to listen to the new DVDs that are being made for teaching purposes, not to replace home teaching, but just to supplement. And they were really quite good and very well done. I was quite impressed, and you know, we should listen. I would enjoy listening to the rest of them too. So. That's basically all I had to say about that, so I'll turn it to Mike.
Okay. The state staff meeting was April 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Okay.
I arrived a few minutes late and found my way into a breakout session of the center staff. A couple small groups had broken off from the main group to go and discuss some things that were specific with their area, and so I ended up in a breakout session for the center staff, and there's just some discussions about not necessarily policies but guidelines for equipment purchase and stuff like that for clients and so on. It was good information, for the staff as far as, you know, what can be done and creative ways to get resources for clients and so on. Came back into the main session after that, I have the agenda here. We kind of came back in and there was a budget update from Bill Brown. We ended up watching the older blind video training films. That was quite the ordeal. It was introduced, some explanations behind how it happened, the production of it, actually brought in some of the actors that were all local clients and of the commission, so brought them in. They gave out little Oscars. I mean, they kind of looked like, I can't remember what they called them, but the center clients actually made the Oscars, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so the little gold statues looked like an Oscar, but they had the Oscar was using a cane. So they're pretty cool.
Right.
Wednesday was a full day. Tuesday was just a half day. They had a speaker come in named Rob Hoffman to talk about employment, placing clients in hard economic times, and he came up with some interesting concepts that basically I think were I think a lot just to plant seeds to maybe further to spawn further discussion later. Some of it was things that maybe techniques that staff could use right away, better understand processes or what the economic situation is. But a lot of it was things that will spawn further discussions as time permits, as we move forward, as the commission moves forward. In the afternoon, it was really some more. Partially dealt with some housekeeping things. There was, I think, the one part of the whole staff meeting that I could have skipped was on email, some email stuff for the office. But it was a necessary thing. It had to be done. It was the appropriate place to do it. It was totally irrelevant to me, but it was something that has to happen. They had, just like we give presentations right now and discuss things about some of the different trips or conferences that we go on, the staff was doing the same thing. Sarah Stewart got up and discussed a training session that she went on, a convention or conference she went to, on brain injury, working with clients with brain injuries. I thought there was another one. Yeah, Jan Brandt went to a conference based on working with different businesses, and so they explained, you know, what they learned from that conference, what they brought back, to let the other staff know, you know, some of the things that they might be able to help them with, bring questions to them. There was some encouragement for some other staff, if they were interested, to seek out some of the same conferences. The next day, we was basically all spent on one speaker. Her name was Jody Farr, P-F-A-R-R, and her presentation was Bridges Out of Poverty, and it was really interesting because it was talking about the mindset of low-income individuals. There might be a lot of common misconceptions that we might have as individuals that might not be in that same situation, and she went through a lot of detail about some of the mentality that some of the thought processes, what's important to them, how their society structure works a little differently, that can confuse counselors that are trying to work with people that might be in that situation. And so it was very enlightening presentation. I think the entire staff really gained something from it. There were a lot of positive comments, a lot of comments about we'd like to learn more. And I think there's, you know, hearing on the way up here, I think there might be some opportunities for that in the future. So that is my report. It was very, I'm glad I attended the whole thing. I think that I'm going to make sure that I mark my calendar off next year to do the same thing again. It was a good chance to, besides the presentations that happened, it was a good opportunity to meet more of the staff that I had not met before. Of course, I'm very familiar with the staff that's in Lincoln, since that's where I live, but not necessarily am I familiar with the staff in some of the other locations, often in the other offices, so it was a good chance to meet them.
I just want to add that I, you know, too, am still interested in if you ever do any more on the Bridges to Poverty. I know there's another lady out there, Ruby Payne, that also does some things that my wife has heard speak. And it's one of the, you know, areas that really, I think, helps us understand some of the thinking behind why people are doing some of the things they do.
Yes, and Jody Farr is basically represents the entity that Ruby Payne.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're definitely the same message.
Oh, I definitely would be very fascinated.
Yeah. Right.
I believe there's a book out on
Yeah. She mentioned it. It sounds like there are. It has been revised.
It's an excellent book.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And we are working on how to bringing Jody back and how we want that to look.
Wow.
But we also are willing at any point to purchase the book. Which we can also get electronically, but we've promised them we would purchase it
sure.
for each person, not just email it to each other.
Okay.
And that would be for staff, and I would say for commissioners too, if you would like to have that book, we will purchase that for you.
Well, I know it would help me as a, not only as a commissioner, but teaching me. I know.
Well, if you want it for your other... Yeah. Can give you the information and you can buy it, but it has relevance to our work here.
Right.
Yes,
definitely.
And if you would like one, email me and I will see that it's purchased for you, each of you.
Yeah, but not.
I mean, whoever wants it, let me know.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that I'm not supposed to comment because it's not public like comment, but the audiobook is. It's an excellent addition, and the way they do the audiobook, it's not just somebody sitting there reading it. They kind of do scenarios and whatnot. So I definitely recommend the audio version if you can get it.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
The last thing in this segment that I have is reports from, I want to say Nancy and Daryl, on the evening phone teleconference.
Okay.
Did I get it right? Is it Nancy and Daryl that said they were going to do that?
Yeah, and I was on board, and be perfectly frank, I haven't looked at the minutes from the meeting, but I do remember that it was a really lively conversation. We due to the death of Pat Beatty, we
right.
now have a different person. Pearl, help me out. What is
Mike Boas.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Boas, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's quite good. And, we have some new people, and we have people, some meetings we have the familiar faces, the people that always seem to come, and then we have some, like this last time that we had some new people, but there was a lot of conversation, a lot of information back and forth on, what people are doing in Virginia and Minnesota and various places. And I still see it as a really good chance to network with, other states and what they're doing. And maybe I'm a very prejudiced person, but it just seems like the Nebraska Commission always has more ideas to give to other people. And that's one of the reasons, not because it's always us, telling somebody, oh, well, yeah, we'll do this, we do that, and that's a good thing to try or whatever. But because if there are answers for people that are already there, why do we need to reinvent the wheel? We can share information, and
sure.
I'm sure that Nebraska gets information from other places too. So,
right.
I'm very much on board with that networking group.
Julie, I will say this: since the timer went off very quickly, I did attend the Old and Blind Conference last week in Kearney, and I didn't violate any board policy. I called Deanna shortly afterward and left her voicemail, and I did the same thing with Candy, and I sent Bob an email and copied Pearl on it. I thought the conference went well. It was well attended. I can speak from the vendor aspect. The vending aspect I saw no problems with. We had a lot of people stop by the table, register for door prizes, and that. The conference was an overall success, and I know it won't be done next year because of budgetary and so on and so forth. But hopefully, as I told Deanna and Candy, and I think I put it in the email to Bob, copied you on it, that if it ever comes to fruition again and the commission does wind up with a chunk of money they don't know what to do with, that I'd like to see that thing done again and, you know, in the same kind of setting. I think everybody gained from it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the response was overwhelming.
And I also want to publicly thank Bob and everybody else for ignoring the unpublished deadline and getting people in that wanted to go, even if there were cancellations.
Mm-hmm. Carol, do you know what the final enrollment was?
I can tell you how many attended.
222.
That's what Deanna
wow.
told me.
Yeah.
Deanna said that included vendors, and at least that's what I interpreted. 225
is what I have, but that says approximately
222, 225. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yeah. She said that included vendors, drivers, yeah. participants. Mm-hmm. Didn't include the hotel staff to serve food, but it, yeah, it included all that. So it went well.
Thank you. Are there any other things any of the other commissioners have attended or presented or that you want to talk about? Okay. I have that it is about a quarter till. So, Pearl, do you want to do your report or shall we?
I'd like to start it, yes.
Okay.
The food isn't here yet. Let's right. just jump in and then.
Okay, we'll just keep going then.
Okay,
and
thank you.
Let's go into the food shop.
If we start lunch a little late, I mean, we could always go.
And I can
we'll adjust.
Interrupt mine too.
Okay.
All right, thank you. it was mentioned earlier about the some other. Members from other staff, other states, coming to the Center for the Blind in Nebraska. I wanted to let you know that we are working on actual agreements specifically with Missouri and possibly Kansas and other states for when they want to send their clients to us. Sometimes what has generally happened, sometimes we've been able to charge other states. But sometimes an individual that hears about our good services just moves to Nebraska, and then they become our client. So both things occur. We are working on some agreements so other VR agencies can pay us for training. Also, we on occasion, our clients request permission to attend training outside of Nebraska. And so even though we have a training center here, some people would prefer to go elsewhere. Our procedure has been that they need to provide a rationale in writing that goes to the director, I review it, and then I make a decision. You know, since we do have training, we have to justify paying the money to send somebody elsewhere. We now are also going to say that the individual with the request must also have had a tour and a 3-day stay at the Nebraska Center before they would be able to officially request approval to go elsewhere. We just want to make sure they know what they'd be missing, I guess would be a way to put it. We do have very high quality training, and so you know, that's something we want to make sure we don't just take it lightly and that the client doesn't take it lightly either. In the past quarter, we've served 583 voc rehab clients in all statuses. 53 were closed, having achieved their employment goals. I'm sorry, that's not in the past quarter. That's since the beginning of the federal fiscal year. October 1. So, and then 28 clients were closed without achieving employment. In the independent living track, we serve 756 clients in all statuses. 211 were closed successfully, and 47 were closed without achieving their independent living goals. The actual case closure comes a while after employment occurs, but I like to report to you the kinds of jobs that people have started during the past quarter. This time include travel agent, child care, administrative assistant, stocking, housekeeper, country club locker room attendant, customer service representative, and salesperson. So kind of a nice mix of jobs people are getting. In the center, this we track from 1996 through whatever point we're at, through the end of, well, this says January, but I think these are up to April. I need to double check that. Let's see. So far, we've served 176 people in the client, full-time center clients. It doesn't count three-day stays, tours, things like that. 87% of those folks have achieved their employment goals. 102 of those are in competitive employment, and then 23 are homemakers, 33 are students. So only 10% are actually not working. Our numbers consistently stay very high as far as outcomes, employment outcomes for center students. Center activities this past quarter have included a banquet activity at a local college for etiquette training, participation in an international day. This year, that was really a neat thing, too, because it wasn't just think of a dish from your own ethnic background, but they researched countries or ethnicities that the students, the clients of the center, didn't necessarily know about, and brought in music and food and kind of clothing or cultural things about the international or about that country. I didn't get to attend it because I was ill, but it was a really good, really creative way for the clients in the center to learn about other countries, practice their internet abilities, practice Braille. You know, it's just a kind of a full picture activity, as well as making food from the area. The artistic sculpting, Mike already talked about the Oscar statuettes. That was very neat. Decorating Easter eggs and attending the ACB Nebraska State Convention. So those were all things the center did. We held Winterfest in April with 15 participants. The videos, the home teaching showed my age. I still say videos. Those are nearly completed, and just that's been a tremendous project. The Standing Tall and Taking Charge conference was held in May. That was a tremendous opportunity for a lot of folks. We have a counselor in the Scotts Bluff office that's working on forging a closer working relationship with the Department of Developmental Services and Voc Rehab on supported employment work. And we're administrative looking at how to maybe do that on a statewide basis. To the Voc Rehab General Agency has a very systematic approach to that, and so we're looking at what we can do to improve our working with folks in supported employment. Project Independence is going to occur in June. A lot of work has been going into that with the planning, partly because in previous years we've held that in Lincoln at Selig, where the wages is happening, and with the National Special Olympics coming into Lincoln during that time, we ended up finding no room at any inn for our Project Independence. So with perseverance. We were almost ready to say we can't have it this year, mm-hmm. but they kept after it with Bob's leadership, and we will be using the Union College dormitory for that. We have one staff member, Becky Manning, in Kearney, who has finished her internship with University of Nebraska. This is something with social work. Excuse me. There is a table up at this far end. The lunch just came in. So, and so that's been being supervised, and she earned a master's degree in social work. I was thinking that was a bachelor's.
It is
a bachelor's in social work. Anyway, so that's in the works. The food is here, so
I may just
take a break at this point, and I can continue my report later.
Sounds fine. Okay, we will adjourn for lunch then, and we will resume in an hour.